Colonel Jeffrey Williams went up in the space shuttle Atlantis for a week in 2000, but since then, NASA has lost the shuttle to an explosion, and they're now working with a Russian space agency to build the International Space Station. Williams has been training for this mission for 3 years. He says blasting off from Kazakhstan on top of a rocket won't be the same as a space shuttle.
This is a much different experience. It's a smaller rocket that doesn't have virtually any cargo carrying capability. It's from a different side of the Earth, a different hemisphere. The inside the Soyuz, we have a crew of three, as I mentioned, and you're almost in the fetal position in this thing. It's so small.
His six-month mission with a Russian cosmonaut is to help build the International Space Station, which is more than half finished. He says part of his preparation is mental as well as physical because of the length of time in space.
The isolation that comes with that, the separation from the family, the day in and day out of, as I jokingly sometimes say, living in a tin can, but also the heavy workload.
Williams has three scheduled spacewalks. He made one spacewalk when he went up 6 years ago. He remembers seeing Lake Superior from space.
It's a very humbling experience because it makes you feel rather insignificant when you're, you know, you yourself are compared to the magnificence of view and creation from that vantage point.
Williams was born and raised in Winter in Sawyer County, where his parents still live. The town has a sign reading Winter, the home of astronaut Jeffrey Williams. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.